the concept of the heavenly marriage. So the whole process is one of bringing us back into connection with the Lord. So those connections are on a vertical scale as opposed to a horizontal scale. So what you're looking to do is have what is lower brought into alignment so that what is higher can have somewhere to rest at the level of our awareness. So the marriage of good and truth is not the marriage of good and truth on the same level. That's not how it works. The heavenly marriage is the marriage of a higher level to a lower level. And it functions in terms of truth on a higher level to good on a lower level. So just as an example, in terms of our experience with logopraxis, you know, you extract a truth, a principle to work with. It's a spiritual truth. And then you look to implement it. So you are then in the implementation of that, you're doing it from the level of awareness you exist on, which is a natural level. And that actual doing of that work is the good of that level being conjoined with the truth that's come from the higher level. So I just wanted to highlight this idea that it's the vertical connection that is being established, not something on a horizontal plane level. What it means is that we're dealing with the stuff on the lower level. That's what's in our awareness. And this work is about removing what is opposed to heaven, because through that removal, heaven becomes present. The thing that obscures the presence of heaven is that what is opposed is still active. So the higher is always looking to bring the lower into a correspondence with itself. And in this work, that involves self-compulsion. It involves acting freely from our understanding of truth, even if that understanding is not correct, which, you know, we work on a pretty low level, so there's a good chance that it's not. But it's the willingness to engage that the Lord enters into that and starts the reorganizing of things. He's looking to bring our minds into a human form, the form of charity. And the writings point out that we are not born human. We are human in potential. And it's only as truths and goods become the mind out of which we operate that we become human.